Jerry Nunn is here, contributor and photographer for the Windy City Times. You also work for GoPride.com and Edge Media, and your Nun on the Run website is awesome. How are you, Jerry?
Oh, thanks so much. I'm great. And speaking of killers, they're at Lollapalooza this year.
That's the best transition of all time, Jerry. Thank you for providing that. But boy, they are a fun band, aren't they?
They are. They have some new music finally. It feels like it's taken forever.
Yeah.
It's so weird when the Lolla tickets are announced and everybody buys them like crazy and without even knowing who's going to be there. I know it's good and I know there's something
never had
for
a bad
everyone.
Lineup.
I know, but still.
Yeah.
Don't you like to know what you're buying? It's like getting mystery package. Where were we talking about that at carnivals?
They do that at Comic-Con.
Yes.
You buy it for $20, you get a huge box, and you don't know what's in it. That's kind of what it is. But Lollapalooza always comes through.
Yes. Actually, Comic-Con's coming through, too.
Yeah.
Wizard World is next month. This is all in August. There's a lot of stuff.
Can't wait for Wizard World.
Yeah, so that's good. Gene Simmons is coming this time.
Been there, done that.
And then he's doing a Park West show, I believe.
Wendy's had some experience with Mr. Simmons. Very unpleasant.
It wasn't unpleasant. I was at Jim Cook's Sam Adams Brewery in Boston. Mm-hmm. He was doing radio interviews, going from table to table, and I stuck my tongue out and said, you know, Gene, I know your tongue is long, but, you know, look, this isn't that short.
Okay.
And he walked up to me and licked my tongue. And half of me was grossed out, and half of me was like, that was awesome.
Yeah, once in a lifetime.
I had the same thing happen with Gary Berghoff.
I don't even know what to say sometimes.
Doesn't matter.
You need to go to the Betty Fjord Clinic. All right, so Lollapalooza, you got killers. Is there any surprises that we didn't expect?
Chance the Rapper is going to be there.
Where is he not?
He's
everywhere.
He's everywhere. I think he'll have a lot of guest stars. Because the fun thing about Lollapalooza is they'll bring in like a guest.
I like that.
At least one or two.
Right.
And so I bet he'll do something like that.
Is he the biggest name of anybody at Lollapalooza this year? Who's the biggest name?
It depends on what you like. I mean, Arcade Fire is
there.
They're great.
Them.
Yeah. Blink-182.
Like them a lot.
Lorde. It's very
love
popular.
Her.
I'm not a fan.
You don't like Lorde?
I got to tell you. I mean, she's no.
Why? She's got such a pretty voice.
Yeah, she's 18 years old.
That's impressive.
Is she only 18?
She started 16.
Oh, wow.
The first album was 16.
That's even
now
more impressive.
You're
jealous of her youth. That's what it is, Wendy. Jerry and I can accept it, but you refuse to accept it.
I don't dislike her. It's just, I think she's
so
really
good.
Talented, but it's just not something that I'm into, really.
Okay, well. I can't
like
make her like the Lord.
Isn't she? She's also at Rosemont, isn't she? Is she like piggybacking, as we call it in the music business?
At the outlet malls shopping?
No, not at the outlet malls. I think she's performing at the Rosemont Theater or something. I think.
I didn't know about that. Now,
maybe
they have
wrong.
A lot of after shows, and I can't keep up with all of them.
Oh, maybe.
There's so many. They're either DJing somewhere or they're playing live shows.
Yeah.
So those are the whole time. And there's after parties. I just went to the Hard Rock, and they were telling me about their after party. Coming up, so that's just so
are
much
you the king fun. Of the after party? I've never been to an after party in my life.
They're so fun. I mean, and it's a chance to really see the bands up close and personal and run around with the kids, you know, that are staying up all night drinking.
Yep.
So it's a lot of fun. I mean, I like the after parties.
Jerry, I just got word that Lorde will be in Rosemont, but not until next year, March of 2018.
Oh, okay.
Well, you like Lorde. To plan ahead.
Yeah.
I need to plan ahead, Wendy. I got a bad leg. If I'm heading out to Rosemont, I got to leave tomorrow.
Your leg's getting better. I saw, and I don't think this is in August. I think this might be October, but Cyndi Lauper and Rod Stewart are teaming
really?
Up.
Really?
Isn't that's going to be a great
match.
Show.
Yeah, that'll be really good. Yeah, I've heard good things about that.
Yeah.
Let's stick to August, though. I'm sorry.
All right,
focus
sorry.
On August. So, I have a show coming up. I always forget to plug
you have
my
a
own
show.
Shows.
What is your show?
So, August 1st, which is next Tuesday, I'm going to be at Big Chicks doing a homo latte show where I'm just talking about myself. I get 25 minutes, though. So, it's
that's
like,
so, like
I can tell my whole
up,
life
like,
story.
What, I mean,
just storytelling.
It's storytelling.
Right?
Yeah, it's storytelling about my life and growing up in the South and my country mother and being out and all that stuff. And then. Religion,
you have a country mother?
Yeah, she's
what
from
does that
Tennessee.
Mean?
I was born in Oklahoma. Oh gosh, you're gonna have to come to the show.
But give us a little insight into
My mother is super, like super country. She's she's like Jerry Don. Like she's super.
Really?
Like I do the whole spiel with her. Yeah, about her. So she's a hoot. She's funny, but she was really tough on me being gay. So,
so that was something she was unable to accept at first.
Exactly. Well, yeah, the story's still going on.
Oh, it is.
Really?
The story's not over.
Yeah.
I that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It really does because, you know, it's your kid.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was tough.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry about that. So when is this happening?
This is next Tuesday, August 1st at 7:30. It's going to be taped for a podcast. So if you can't make it, I'll make sure you get a link to the podcast. And then a band plays, this band called Romeo Delta Alpha. I'm not familiar, but they're probably big in Japan. I don't know. but I'm going to be there. I get 25 minutes, though. I can't
That'll
believe
be
it.
Fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you get Wendy into the after party?
I could.
All right.
I am too old, okay? First of all, they'd
can't stay up?
Although your mom's going to be there, right? Or no?
She's in Tennessee. She's very
Does she know that she's the subject of this show?
She doesn't know.
She has no idea?
She said she would never, like, she's not on Facebook or anything like that. She's, I mean, she doesn't know how to work a remote control. So she said, I might write a book about my life. And she's like, I'll never read it.
What?
She goes, I lived it. I don't need to read it.
Oh, Jerry, that's not good.
Yeah, so she's not going to be at the show, which might be a good thing. I think it would be tough.
Well, you wouldn't be able to perform with her sitting like in the front row looking at you.
Right. With her judgmental eyes.
That would be weird.
Yeah, she's a tough crowd.
Are other family members talked about in the show?
There are. I'm trying to bring out more, and I'm still kind of.
But your mom's prominent throughout.
She's the big one.
She is.
Yeah, she's the star.
But she doesn't come out looking bad. It's just a true account or your version of your growing up years.
No, I just wanted to always please her, but it's very tough to please, you know, Carrie White's mother. I mean, that's what it is. So.
That's a great Piper Laurie. That's a great reference. Well played.
And how old were you when you came out? You don't have to answer these questions. I'm just curious about.
I was 24. It's when I first moved to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I thought I was.
Did she blame Chicago on that?
No. Well, see, I thought I was going to move back home because I had a bad breakup, and I accidentally had my mail forwarded there, and a copy of Out Magazine came into my mom's doorstep, and so I was outed by Out Magazine.
Okay, that's make me feel sad as a parent that you didn't tell her first, and that all of a sudden this came. But I know people out there don't understand it, and you know what? You don't have to understand it, but you have to accept it.
She doesn't want to know now, so it's never. I was never going to be able to tell her.
She won't talk about it with you.
I mean, no. We just it's.
You avoid the issue.
The big pink elephant in the room.
Yeah. No.
We don't really talk about it.
What about other family members? Are they okay? Or is it still...
Yeah. My dad says he's better than she is. I don't know what that means.
He understands
He's more accepting?
Yeah. He's more accepting, though, yeah.
It's usually the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm a mama's boy.
Is it usually the mom that's more accepting?
I mean, I'm a mama's boy, so she just, you know... It's tough. But so that's all on the show about religion because, you know, finding my way with religion. I was Southern Baptist.
Yeah.
I've told you guys about that.
Yeah.
With Johnny Cash and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Is
I went
he
to
accepting of this?
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Was he all right with this?
I guess he would have been. He's kind of stoic.
He would have been okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I would love for you guys to come to the show or else
that sounds
if I can,
fantastic.
I will. That would be fun.
Yeah. So lots more events.
Yeah. What else?
If we have time.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Broadway in Chicago does their Millennium Park thing August 14th. I really recommend going to this. I've been going for a few years now, and they show... I know how you love a Broadway show.
I totally do. And so does my 18-year-old son, Michael. He loves going to plays. Seriously.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going to have Waitress, and they're going to do the Margaritaville. They're going to do a preview of that.
So they do snippets from the shows that they're featuring.
One or two songs... Margaritaville is going to be coming. Jimmy Buffett's new musical is going to premiere in Chicago. Waitress is going to be there, which is...
Big hit on Broadway.
Yep.
Based on the movie. Did you ever see the movie Waitress, Wendy? It's really good.
Mm-mm.
No?
Yeah.
Kerry Russell's in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Yeah. Wicked, they're going to have. The Color Purple. The Carole King musical.
Oh, yeah.
I got to take Michael to see that.
You got to go. It's in December.
Yeah.
I know it was here.
Yeah.
And it's still here or coming back? How does that work?
It comes back in December for like a month. But I really love that musical.
What's it called again?
I want to get my mom to come up and see it. So,
well, will she go?
Maybe I should bring her in here. You guys can talk.
I'd love to meet your mom. Bring your mom
in. She's really country. I mean, I'm not.
That's all right.
She's from like a little farm.
So is Wendy's mother-in-law is too.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's from Corinth, Mississippi. It's south, but not. It's different.
Yeah.
It's different than that. Carole King musical.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Beautiful.
Oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So anyway, you get a chance to see these, and sometimes they bring in people from the New York Broadway cast just to do this thing in
now,
the park.
Now, that girl who plays Carole King on Broadway is from Evanston, right?
Jesse Mueller.
Yeah, yeah, Jesse yeah. Mueller.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Bareilles took over the role. Sarah Bareilles wrote all the music for this.
Yeah.
So she took it over when Jesse left.
I didn't know that.
So Sarah's been doing it in New York, so she might come for this preview. I don't know.
That'd be great. She's very talented.
They have lots of surprises. So definitely check that out. We have to talk about Lady Gaga. August 25th.
I'm a big fan.
Are
you? She won me over. She totally won me over.
Yeah, she'll be at Wrigleyville. So this is going to be a huge, huge show.
Doesn't it seem to you that Lady Gaga at some point had decided to be not totally mainstream, but a little more normal than she used to be?
Oh, yeah.
Do you recognize
that?
Yes,
she acknowledged that she's not dressing up crazy anymore.
Yeah.
She wants to focus on the music. You know, she put out this Joanne album that's kind of country-inspired.
For your mom.
Yes, right. Yeah.
What do you think?
She's gays and my mom.
What do you think happened with her that she said, I still want to do it my way, but I'm going to make it a little more homogenized? What do you think happened there?
I think Tony Bennett happened.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
That was totally it.
Yeah.
Because she felt I need to class it up a little, and she got a great reaction for that. And
yeah.
She's a piano player from New York. She's not this thing that she kind of created.
So right.
But that was good to get people aware of her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What a great way to
catch,
you know, I'm going to start wearing a meat dress and then people will notice me and then you can go back to who you are once your name is already out there. I think she is so unbelievably talented.
Yeah, she's good.
She puts on a great live show. I mean, I didn't love the last album, that art pop album.
No.
But I went to the show and she sells it so well. And brought somebody up on stage, and you know, just
that's
really,
amazing.
Really is great.
All right, so she's coming to town. When and where?
She's coming to Wrigley Stadium,
Wrigley Field.
Yeah,
I was like, what is that? Wrigley Field,
yeah,
right?
Wrigley Field.
Okay, so that's August 25th, and then Green Day is August 24th.
Love Green Day. I know I'm too old to like them, but you like them
great.
Too.
Yeah,
I love
really
Green Day.
Yeah, and at that big venue.
Yeah, that'll be a fun show.
So yeah.
Wow, that's a big week at Wrigley.
Yeah, they keep doing that. They're doing a lot of concerts
big
out
names.
There. And they have all that new... I just went to a party that they had for all that new property.
On the plaza or whatever?
Yeah. Yep.
But now, was it you who was telling me you need a ticket to...
I think you need a ticket to sit in on that because I just went to a game a couple weeks ago and it seems like to get to that area, they checked us. We had to show them a ticket. So I think you need it. I think you do. I can't imagine how you get to that part of it without a ticket. But you can just kind of sit there and watch the game, have a picnic if you want on the grass. It's really nice.
Yeah, people are playing ball out there.
If if you didn't have to have a ticket, that thing would fill up in about
there'd
a second.
There'd be thousands of people there.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Cool.
So that's great. Bruno Mars has got 3 days in United Center, which I didn't realize he was that.
Wow.
He is.
Big.
Everybody loves him, from young or old. He can do anything. I mean, when you talk about entertainer, he brings it back to the day of the entertainer where it's song, it's dance, it's. He's really good.
So good.
I mean, how can you not like him?
Yeah, but to sell out 3 shows at the Rosemont, that's a doing.
No,
everyone can't
United
do that.
Center. I mean, this is not some little club gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, he skips a day.
Oh, United Center, right. Yeah.
But that's going to be the 16th, August 16th, 18th, and 19th.
All right.
So, and Coldplay is coming.
Yeah.
That's,
well,
they need to go to
fan,
sleep.
I like
Soldier
Coldplay
Field.
A lot.
They do put on a good show.
Yeah.
Even if you don't love them.
You don't really? Is that how you think about Coldplay? You don't put you to sleep?
Even if I got free tickets, I don't think I'd go see him.
But he used to rule the world. He sings about it, Wendy.
I thought that was Tears for Fears.
No, it's Chris Martin. He used to rule the world. He says it in a song.
Kevin, are you a Coldplay fan?
Nope.
Yeah. I just. You
guys.
Would you go if someone gave you free tickets?
Maybe for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't.
Would you make a loud exit so that he was aware that you were leaving,
well,
Chris Martin?
The nature of their music, even me just getting up, you'd probably be able to hear me.
wow.
High five me.
That's painful.
Well, they're at Soldier Field, so
it's
a huge place.
And it'll be filled.
I predict that Coldplay wins more games at Soldier Field than the Bears do this season.
Oh.
I'm giving you a thumbs down on that one. Although you're probably right.
I will be right. You'll see.
I went to their show and they had these armbands and they light up. Have you been to a concert with these? And they synchronize them to the music. So
oh,
your
really?
Armband, so the crowd lights up when they turn out the lights. So it's kind of
that's like little cool. Nightlights.
Maybe keep Kevin Kiva. Awake in case he sneaks in.
Exactly. There's a bunch of Ravinia shows. We talked about Tony Bennett. He's coming.
With Gaga again?
It's just by himself, but he's come to that venue like, I can't remember how many times they
do. Every year, every summer he comes out.
He is dedicated to the Ravinia.
So good.
That's good. I just went to the Blondie and Garbage show last weekend.
That's one I honestly thought about going to, and I forgot about it, and then it came and went.
I saw Debbie Harry with Blondie at House of Blues a couple years ago.
Yeah,
wasn't she amazing?
Yes, she was.
She has still got it big
still
time.
Still has a good voice.
She keeps those sunglasses on. Do you remember?
Yeah.
She had her sunglasses on the whole time, and she did that a lot here, but eventually took them off. She had a bee mask on because their album's called Pollinator.
Yeah.
So she's all about, you know, the bees.
Saving the bees.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she wore a bee mask. Which
and really good.
Yeah,
still
yeah.
really great.
Yes, she was. She was really good. You could do a meet and greet for $300, I heard.
Mm.
So that's kind of pricey.
If you can afford it, it's worth it.
If you're a big Blondie fan, I mean,
once in a lifetime. I have some friends that did it.
Wendy and I used to do meet and greets. You know, we charge 40 cents.
Oh, you're worth more than that.
We didn't get it. Nobody paid.
I need a photo with you so I can I'll pay some money.
40 cents.
I'll pay that 40 cents.
All right.
And I tried they had me out at the restaurant at the Ravinia, which is amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it was really great. Had all kinds of good food there. So you can make a whole experience without even doing the picnic.
Yeah.
Garbage opened for Blondie.
Love them too.
That was really cool.
Really?
Yes. And Shirley's talking about the Metro and everything like that. And then I went to the Metro anniversary party after the show, and it was a blast.
When do you sleep, Shirley?
How do you have this much energy? See,
do you ever get a nap
It's
in?
Called Not on the Run. It's not called like sitting around sleeping. Sleeping none.
Butt on the couch. That's what my website's called.
You got to go. Chicago has all this great stuff. Why would you not
Chicago, Wendy. G-O.
I guess.
What's wrong with you?
I think Santana's coming to Ravinia, too. My son and husband are going to that.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
August 11th to 12th.
Yep.
So he's got 2 days. Pentatonix is coming, which is pretty popular.
I don't know what Pentatonix is.
Acapella group.
Okay.
Yeah. But they have an interesting following. And Alanis Morissette's coming August 25th.
She's still good.
She's still got one hand in her pocket.
That's her business.
And she's the same night as Gaga. So I don't know what's going to happen.
There's only one Jerry Nunn. What are you going to do?
I got to go.
You can't be in two places. Yeah.
Which show will Dave Coulier go to?
I wonder.
Wasn't that the.
That he was the inspiration behind that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, Dave Coulier was the inspiration behind that song.
Which song was it again?
You ought to know.
Yeah.
She's talking about the X.
Yeah.
In a theater.
Yeah.
Right?
We got it. I got the picture.
Never going to see a movie with Dave Coulier, Wendy. He's asked me a dozen times. I always say no, thank you.
Yeah, well, what movie would he want to go see?
He wants to go see the Emoji Movie with me. Oh, God.
Do you know what he's going to do with the box of popcorn? Jersey Diner?
Don't.
You was that in Diner?
That was in Diner.
Oh, okay.
He's the peace sign emoji, right?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah.
Who else is coming?
Depeche Mode
Love
is coming.
Love them. Where are they?
Okay, they're at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park.
Which
is a trek.
You hear Hollywood Casino because I remember when Paul McCartney, it was announced he was going to the Hollywood Casino. Everybody was rumbling going, What?
Yeah, I know.
But it's like the old world music theater.
Yeah.
And then they've switched a bunch of times, but now Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
They own it and they have the name rights.
So they're coming August 30th.
I might have to go to that.
That is a show you have to see. I have seen them out there and they are.
I love Depeche Mode.
They're great.
I know.
They're really good.
They've
been good for a long time.
Have you listened to the new album?
The new one isn't good?
I'll get you the new album. Can have my copy.
Oh, it's that bad.
They're so good live that I'm sure they're going to sell it. See, that's what doesn't matter sometimes with these albums that you might not like. It's like they can do it so well live.
Right.
So they
should have Ben and Jerry sponsor them and be Depeche a la mode. Think about it.
I don't know where you get these brilliant ideas.
They just
each
come
and
to me,
every
Wendy.
Minute.
They just come to me. It's
I
a
just
miracle.
Saw a bus, an L stop board, an advertising board. Ben and Jerry's has ice cream sandwiches now. What?
Yes.
Where
they
have
do.
I been?
I want one.
Yes, they do.
I'll get us some.
But there are people picketing Ben and Jerry because they say some of the ingredients they use are not as natural as they say they are.
Oh.
It's all on my ice cream podcast. You ever listen to my ice cream podcast?
You Scream Ice Cream, is that
what
it's called?
You've heard it, right?
As long as there's samples on
it. Listen, you laugh
That would be a killer podcast.
It would be, and people would listen to it.
Do you know what Ben's last name is from Ben and Jerry?
I can't remember.
It's the perfect last name. Cohen.
Oh,
that's his last name.
Yeah.
That, what else? What else would you want from him? That, yeah,
that's perfect. Not as good as none, but it's
no.
Okay.
That's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. So,
is there more, Jer?
Patti LaBelle's coming to the Horseshoe August 18th. She's always out there.
I like Patti LaBelle.
So that's another. That's an actual casino, not like the Hollywood casino.
Right.
Because
right.
So
that's what the confusion
gamble.
Is.
You're right. Yeah. Market Days. I didn't tell you about Market Days,
no,
the big
talk
street
about
festival.
That.
That's our huge, big gay street festival on Halsted Street. That is August 12th and 13th.
And what, so what's there at Market Days?
So tons and tons of booths. The numbers are crazy for this thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people that go to this. It's just the biggest, craziest street festival.
So music.
Music, booths, vendors, all kinds of food. But it just
crafts,
takes over
arts
that
and
whole
crafts?
Thing. Yes. Yes. Oh, definitely.
Soup? But,
possibly.
In the summer, doubtful.
Soup? No.
Unless
none.
It's borscht.
There's.
Hey, Nicky, you want my borscht?
I think there's an Oscar Mayer truck usually. Every
is
year.
There usually?
Yes, there is.
Do people gasp and stuff when they see it?
Well, no. This is the gay crowd.
Oh,
yeah.
They're very happy to see it.
So we're fine. There is. It's such a blast, though. Jody Watley's playing, and I got to interview
Jody
her.
Jody Watley?
I interviewed
that's
her.
A name from the past.
And she said she loved the interview. That was so conversational, and it made me so happy because I loved her in high school.
Yeah.
And so she asked to take a photo with me when we get in town. Look
really? At that!
And
excellent.
I was like, she's asking me. Like, I don't have
very
to ask
nice.
You're cheering on, for gosh sakes.
So I was so happy about that.
Wow.
She's in the issue this week for Windy City Times in a 2-page spread. And
nice.
Cover. So she's going to be
good
there.
Get.
10,000 Maniacs is going to be there.
Oh,
Natalie Merchant.
Maniacs.
Is she still with
without
him?
Without Natalie.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Nope, she's doing her own thing. But a lot
9,999 Maniacs, Wendy. Legally, they had to change their name.
Natalie had to
leave. Reflect her leaving.
Yeah. I asked her about, could she do those songs?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I wrote them. But I don't understand how that works.
How they got rights to continue to perform them.
Right.
Ask Styx about that, because have issues,
they had a
too.
Similar, right.
You know, and I don't know how you do it. It's like, who gets the rights to the songs? Who gets the right to the name of the band?
Right.
I think they have their own individual thing that they signed up front.
I don't know.
A prenuptial, pre-banjual.
Yeah, they have a pre-banjual agreement.
Agreement,
that's
I'm
called.
Not really sure what it is.
Right.
Yeah, but I love them in high school.
Yeah, very
loved
talented.
All that stuff when she was with them.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
That's a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff in August. So.
Really quick, we don't have a whole lot of time, but you get to meet one of your favorite movie actresses of all time in a couple of days, but you don't get to interview her.
No.
I don't understand this.
Jane Fonda, that's tomorrow. She's just not going to do any interviews.
She's in town to promote her show.
Well, she's getting an award for the International Film Festival.
Oh.
So he's giving her, you know, an award, Michael. And she's going to do the red carpet. So, you know, I can take some photos and
they'll let you
the
take
thing.
Pictures of Jane Fonda, but you can't talk to her.
We can't talk to her.
Oh. Most celebrities do the opposite.
Yeah,
you would think she would want to do the red carpet and talk about, like, you know, Grace and Frankie. And,
right.
You know, talk about her projects and her workout videos.
Barbarella.
Yeah, Barbarella. But she's going to do a Q&A with, like, Richard Roper. So she's doing that at the dinner.
Sneak a question in.
I know.
What are
you going to
do?
I have a question.
Right.
Because I've interviewed Lily and Dolly so much. That was like my 9-to-5 moment. I was so excited.
Is there going to be a sequel that say, I got a movie idea, 9-to-6. I'll give you the script.
I
just
love
throw that out there. See what happens.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right.
I'll see.
Jerry's so good at humoring you. He is so much better than I am. He actually acts excited about, like, oh, my God, that's such a good idea. I'm going to write
Jerry.
That down.
I know you won't
I got to learn from you, Jerry.
But thank you for doing it.
I'm going to try. We'll
see
what
you do. That's very nice.
All right, so Market Days is when on Halsted?
That is August 12th and 13th.
And don't forget Wizard World if you're, you know, not into music and you're into all other things in life. Wizard World is happening in August as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
24th through the 27th.
Yep.
Okay.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's Jerry Nunn, and he is on the run.
Yes.
Jerry, thank you very much.
Running.
We'll close up shop next. Stay here. Bill and Wendy, WGN.